The condenser means it's the type that's ultra sensitive. Dynamic means it's less sensitive. Cardioid means that it's more directional.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. It's your friend, Adam A. Adams. I'm jumping in today because one of our brand new clients, Frank Chen, big shout out to Frank. He does affiliate stuff. We will link to Frank's podcast in our show notes. So to my editor, throw that down, throw that podcast into the show notes. Frank's got a great podcast. Frank's been having this podcast for a couple of months before meeting us. Well, Frank and I have been friends for a minute, or acquaintances for a minute. Now we're friends, and he's also a client. And here's the thing. Here's the big takeaway. We're talking about microphones because he has already had a podcast for a couple of months. He's already published many episodes. And one of the things that I'm going to be talking about today is just the difference between the microphones. Now, to my editor, look, we've discussed microphones before, and maybe our listener cares to see what other podcasts are out there, what other content goes into types of microphones. So let's connect them. Go ahead and throw those links to the other episode numbers, if we've talked about something around this as well, in the show notes. So to get back to you, the listener, here's the thing. There's many different kinds of microphones and equipment that we may or may not be able to use. Now, I don't like being a negative person. Like, I don't really enjoy it. I don't want to be a negative person, but I have to be sometimes when there's stuff that I'm passionate about. And randomly enough, one thing that I am passionate about is sound quality. I'm not going to say that our sound quality is literally the best that's ever been. I didn't pay a ton for our equipment, but I paid enough attention to make sure that the type of equipment that we're going to use is going to work. So here's the thing. If you don't already know, there's a couple of kinds of mics out there. The thing that I'm passionate about is that I hate the Blue Yeti. I don't think that it's a great microphone for most podcasters. I will say, and I'll backpedal just a tiny bit, that it's possible that you could find a way to make a Blue Yeti work better, but it's going to be more challenging because Blue Yeti is technically, it is a condenser microphone. Condenser microphone, for lack of a better way to explain it, kind of came from the original microphone, which was a ribbon microphone. What they have is basically a ribbon, and it basically picks up anything. Any sound that happens makes that vibrate so that it can pick up that sound. They are very sensitive. So condenser mics are very, very sensitive. This means they pick up all of your breaths, all of your chair noises, all of your tapping, all of the outdoor noise, all of the people walking by, your kids, the mailman, the dogs barking. It'll pick it all up. And your breathing, it'll pick it all up. The opposite kind of microphone is called dynamic microphone, a dynamic mic. A dynamic mic is less sensitive, and you almost have to be right next to it in order for it to really pick up that sound. So it has a harder time picking up sounds that are farther away. You've got to be right next to it in order for it to pick up that sound. What I like about the dynamic microphone is that I've got a car driving by right now, or it's a motorcycle, it's pretty loud. You probably can't hear it, to be honest. You probably cannot hear it. The reason why is the mic that I'm using is a dynamic microphone, and it's really only going to try to pick up the sound that's right next to it. It's going to dull out almost everything else. You might be able to hear some of my chair noise because this chair is real squeaky, but for the most part, you're not going to pick up almost anything else with a dynamic mic. When we're talking about dynamic and cardioid, there's this other term that frequently comes about. The other term is When we're talking about dynamic and condenser, there's this other term that starts with a C, cardioid, that comes about. And just like I did right in front of you, just like I mistakenly said the wrong one, even though they both start with a C, they're not the same thing. The condenser microphone is the sensitive one. Cardioid, all that really means is it's directional. So you might say, my dynamic mic is a cardioid mic, which means that I can't use it because it has that starts with a C. You also might say, no, this isn't a condenser mic. It's a cardioid mic because it says right here, but it actually can be both. What cardioid means is basically it means it's directional. Is it going to pick up what's in front of it, behind it, around it, everything? What is the directional? And that is the cardioid part. The condenser means it's the type that's ultra sensitive. Dynamic means it's less sensitive. Cardioid means that it's more directional. And so you can have a directional mic, whether it's dynamic or condenser. Now I'm getting confused myself. You can have a directional cardioid mic, whether it's a condenser or a dynamic. And what that's going to be is it's going to be able to say if it's picking up what side of the mic that you should be speaking into. And with that said, if you're using some of these mics and you're on the wrong side of it, then it actually won't work as well. You'll actually have a hard time hearing. With that said, with all of this said, the mic itself is important and two other things are important. A, it's the mic. I want you to use a dynamic mic. B, it's how you use the mic. In general, I want you to basically be eating the mic. I want you to be within an inch or two of the mic. And C, actually there's four. So C is I want you to just have the settings down or up enough that it's going to be able to hear you clearly, but you're not going to sound distorted. And D, I want you to make sure that your room is treated. And what I mean by that is some rooms have a lot of windows. Some rooms have no carpet or rugs, and the walls are fairly bare. Your desk might be bare. Your ceilings might be high, vaulted, and bare. So being able to treat some of the room can be beneficial for you, like being able to put some egg carton, not eggshell paint, but egg carton type sound, acoustic sound muffling pieces of thing. I'm going to make sure our team links to growyourshow.com/PDF. growyourshow.com/PDF. It's not about the PDF. It's about the different equipment that you can use. The webcams, the lighting, the green screens, the different microphones, the different microphone stands, the sound treatment for your walls or for your floors or for your ceiling, and some of the other things that you might need as a podcaster. There's a whole bunch of them and there's links. Some of those links might be affiliate links, but if you want access to it, all of the things on there have been vetted, like the webcams that I use are on there. My exact dynamic microphone is on there. And you can find that stuff and there's no upcharge. Even if it has an affiliate link, you can click that. It'll either go directly to Amazon or wherever you can buy that. And so you can see everything that I recommend by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And my editor is going to make sure that that's in the show notes as well. So go ahead and scroll down and click. So at the end of the day, I freaking hate the Blue Yeti. And what I hate most about it is how good they are at marketing. When you go to Amazon, for example, and you type in like podcast mic, it's the first one. It is the main one that you see. And it says on there podcast mic, but it's shitty for a podcast mic. And it just makes me upset that they're charging like over $100 for a mic that is, well, we can call it a good mic, but it's not a good mic for podcasting for most cases. So if you've already got a Blue Yeti, give me a call. Like, I honestly would like to spend some time with you and try to see if I can support you to make the best of that or to get you a mic that is way less expensive, like the ones that are on our website, growyourshow.com/PDF. The ones that are on the website that might be 20 or 60 or $100 that are less than your $120 Blue Yeti, but they work way better for this purpose. I don't want to get slammed or in trouble by Blue Yeti's company by saying that it's a bad microphone. I do believe that it's not the right microphone for you to use when you record. And here's the main thing. I'm just going to kind of show you what a Blue Yeti is going to sound like in 3, 2, 1. So in many cases, this is more like what the Blue Yeti is going to sound like. It's going to sound a little bit more, I can hear more of the room noise. You can hear more of the chair noise and the rustling about me just touching the desk or the microphone or whatever it is. You can hear my chair kind of going. When you're hearing my voice, you definitely hear that hollow like sound that makes it sound like I'm wherever. So anyway, that's just some of the sounds that you will get from a Blue Yeti if using it for that purpose. So I hope we're back to just the regular sound quality. Now that I'm using dynamic microphone and I'm really close to it, you hear a lot less of my chair noise, my drumming noise, the car noise, the echoes from the sound bouncing around off of windows and stuff like that. And before I forget to wrap up what we were talking about in the very beginning, our brand new client, Frank Chen, he was using that Blue Yeti for a couple of months. And when we were on our call today, he literally immediately purchased one of the dynamic mics. He was like, all right, I'm buying it right now. Perfect. So like, I'm happy that we were able to serve him, and I hope I can help you or your friend. But that's the main thing, is these Blue Yetis are probably not right for this purpose, honestly. Dynamic is. So I went through this with Frank, and he was like, all right. He goes, you don't have to beat it. I just bought it. I'm on Amazon now, and I just bought the right one. So I hope you do too. So make sure that you're using the right equipment for the job. And so if you are looking to upgrade or buy more equipment, go to groovyshow.com/PDF. And with that said, I hope that you stop using the effing Blue Yeti. I just don't think it's the right mic for you as a podcaster. And I hope that you'll forward this episode to somebody who might need it, who might need to be able to use the right equipment, who might already be using a Blue Yeti or any other type of condenser microphone that's too sensitive and picks up all of those other noises. So with that said, this has been one of our even numbered episodes. On our odd numbered episodes, that's generally me interviewing somebody and going through their story. I don't want you to go anywhere. Go ahead and just stay on. Listen to the next episode. It's going to be an interview with someone good, and we'll go through their story. And I'll make sure that you get some value out of that as well. So I'll see you there.
This episode's brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.